But from your point of view, you wanted a meeting, a public workshop to, or a workshop to take place on the issue. That seems to, it's going to happen now. So obviously that's positive at the very least.
Yes, it is. We're delighted that, you know, that the council will accommodate this. It's very, very important that people know the facts. And I think a lot of us don't know the facts yet. It's a very complex issue and it is very, very confusing for so many people. A lot of people think that the 5G that's on the go at the moment is the real health scares and all the rest of it are involved with it. But the problem is that Imagine have rolled out a 5G, which they're saying is not actually 5G, so it's quite confusing. It's the next generation, and 4G is obviously what we've been using up till now. There's quite a lot of scaremongering as well going on, and we don't want that either, but we do need a balanced debate, a balanced talk to trash it out to see what is going on. I have concerns. There's a lot of people have contacted me over the time to say, what about this 5G? I'm not happy with it. There's an awful lot of information out there, very heavy reading, and a lot of stuff that, you know, you would just throw it to one side, go, I'll look at that again, because it's just so detailed. And we need more general chat, more experience from somebody that can actually give us, with knowledge base, what it is that we are actually accepting here. Now, according to Councillor McMonagall, it's way, way above the rest of the countries, which is very, very disturbing. And I just feel that, you know, our department need to look at, and the government need to have a look and sit down and say, where are we going from here? The 5G that we're talking about is going to have self-drive cars. I can't see that happening in Donegal for a very long time, but it's something that we need to really address now and address it at the stage. Some people may say it's even too late. I don't think it's too late. We need that balanced debate. We need that conversation to be had, and that every councillor, the 37 of us, have some understanding of what it is that's expected of us.
And, you know, whenever this meeting does take place, I'm sure there will be, as you mentioned, experts there. I suppose the key from your point of view is that the language used to relay this sort of all these facts is simplistic in nature, so the general public will have a good understanding of it when you relay it to them then.
Correct. That's the bottom line. I think nobody needs jargon. We just need the facts. We need the basic to come out with it nice and clearly and say, this is what the situation is. And let people then make up their own mind whether they want it or not. You can turn off your phone if you want it, but you can't turn off 5G because it's up a mass somewhere. So we need to be really, really careful as to where it goes, what we do, and to have an understanding for what it is that's coming down the track.